The long-awaited integrated resource plan was gazetted by the Mineral Resources and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe last week. It opens the way for an increase in the generation of power through renewable energy sources like solar and wind. Wind power is set to contribute 18% to the energy mix, solar around 6% and hydro power around 8%. And while we try to phase away from coal, that will still consist of about two-thirds of the energy mix over the next 10 years. Well, to get their view on South Africa's latest energy plan, I'm joined on the line by Ntombifuthi Ntuli. She's the CEO of the South African Wind Energy Association. Thanks very much, Ntombifuthi, for joining us. So you were involved in giving feedback on the draft IRP document that was introduced for public comment last year. To what extent do you think your industry was heard in terms of the contribution the wind sector should be making towards the country's energy mix?
Hi, Nompo.
Hi.
We think that our input that we submitted last year in the draft IRP 2018 was well received by government because one of the points that we emphasized on was one, we need to close the procurement gap that we saw in that first draft in 2018. And the reason for that was because we need to sustain the jobs created in the industry. We need to also improve the investor confidence by having a continuous market, which is an environment that's conducive for investment. So the final approved IRP that came out last week came out with a solid allocation of 1.6 gigawatts per annum from 2022 to 2030 for wind industry. And we're quite happy about that.
Yeah. So what are the implications now for the wind industry? Are there going to be lenders on the, you know, at the ready to help boost capacity? And most importantly, how does the sector compare from a cost perspective with others?
Okay, on the first one, yes, I would confidently say that we have lenders ready for this next phase of procurement, which we foresee should happen very soon, because we've been in the industry for the past 9 years. All the lessons that have been learned in the past four procurement rounds will then be taken into this next phase. So we're quite confident that the lending environment is going to be very conducive for the wind industry going forward.
Yeah.
And then on the cost competitiveness, wind energy has proven to be quite competitive when it comes to cost, because currently it's the cheapest when it comes to the cost per kilowatt hour. I mean, the round four projects came in at around 62 cents per kilowatt hour, and which is very, very low and much lower than other technologies, including coal.
Hmm. So now with your sector, you know, now set to grow, it's in a position to grow. What are the expectations around job creation, and what type of jobs can we expect to be created?
Job creation, that's a good one, because think about it. If we have 1.6 gigawatts procured, delivered every year from 2022 solid to 2030, the construction jobs solid throughout. So, but we need to change the way we think about jobs in the sense that the projects are distributed in different areas. We have projects in the Western Cape, in the Northern Cape, in the Eastern Cape, and construction jobs, construction workers are used to moving with the job. So it will be the construction jobs. And then secondly, operations and maintenance jobs are going to be created. And we have a value chain which can support job creation. For instance, in a local manufacturing of components, and secondly, in transportation and logistics.
Yeah. So this plan, the IRP, is obviously for the next 10 years up to 2030. But how much scope do you think wind really has? Because there are debates about its reliability, because at the end of the day, you can't predict how windy it's going to be.
I mean, reliability is something that is expected. Of course, wind energy in the initial phases is going to be backed up by existing coal capacity. But going forward, you will see in the plan that there is an allocation for gas. And we think gas and renewables make quite a good combinations.
Yeah.
Because gas is able to ramp up quite quickly and close the gaps that are created when wind is not blowing and not generating.
Mm. I suppose. So, yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah. I suppose one of the things that your sector can boast is being a clean energy. So do you think it's problematic that despite the progress in the renewable energy's contribution to the energy mix going forward, the country will still be reliant on some two-thirds of coal or thereabouts? What are your thoughts around that?
It's not a problem at all because, I mean, we look at it from a transition perspective. We often say we are not expecting a big bang transition. Today we have coal and tomorrow we don't. So it's a slow transition as we decommission old power plants, coal-fired power plants, and we start incorporating clean energy slowly until we get maybe to 2050, where we've got now more renewables and more clean sources of energy. So in this IRP period, 2020 to 2030, we have 20 gigawatts of renewables, that's a combination of solar PV and wind, and we still have about 58% of coal in the total energy mix. And I think it's a good transition plan because, remember, when we talk about transition, we also need to think about the just part of it, just transition and preparing for the jobs that are going to be lost in the coal sector, and also talking about the reskilling and making sure those people are reskilled to be able to be absorbed in the clean energy sector.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a challenge going forward. Ndombi Futhi, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. That was Ndombi Futhi Ntuli. She's the CEO of the South African Wind Energy Association.